I take for my text some words from this morning's epistle, part of the 16th verse of the 4th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace. The origins of this epistle are something of a mystery. For many years, scholars thought that this was the work of St. Paul. And if you look at its title in the authorized version of the Bible of 1611, you will see that it says, "The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews." The earliest autographs are anonymous, and the letter has no traditional and opening-closing passages such as we find in many of Paul's epistles, and which was the normal practice among writers in the early centuries. Today, it is generally accepted that it contains neither Paul's style nor his thoughts. Indeed, it may never have been written as a letter. It is possible that it was a sermon or an address, perhaps presented on some formal occasion. The writer claims to have known Timothy, and he concludes by suggesting that the letter was written in Italy, thus possibly in Rome. Unlike some other New Testament books, Hebrews is written in polished Greek by someone who knew their Greek Jewish scriptures very well. The version of the scriptures that the writer seems to use is the Septuagint, a translation of the Hebrew text into Greek, written in Alexandria and dating from about the 3rd century BC. The writer is thus probably a Hellenistic Jew of the dispersion, the diaspora, but one who was thoroughly thought through his Christian faith in relation to Judaism. The author spends much time examining temple worship, priests, and sacrifices. Since in this regard he makes no mention of the destruction of the Jerusalem temple at the end of the Judeo-Roman War, AD 66 to 70, the epistle may possibly have been written in the early 60s, just before the start of the Neronian persecution of Christians. The big question posed within this letter is, how can human beings approach God? It can be argued that few questions are more important and more universal in application. One commentator writes that it is this concern that gives this undeniably difficult epistle its lasting significance. It was written for a group of Christians who seemed to be in half a mind about reverting to Judaism. The writer compares and contrasts the personhood and achievements of Jesus Christ with the priesthood of the Old Testament, with its attendant sacrificial system. Jesus is not only incomparably better and greater than all of these, but he is the ultimate realization of all they stood for. He is the perfect priest offering the perfect sacrifice. Through his death on the cross, he has finally and absolutely removed the barrier of sin and given people access to God in a way that the ancient Jewish sacrificial system never could. To the writer, the thought that any convert to Christianity